It is JR Jamie and the Morning Ride. Good morning, 8:02 high today of 80 degrees, 60% chance of some thunderstorms going on. On the phone, we have Coach Cliff Kingsbury. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Appreciate y'all having me on.
Hey, absolutely. We got a chance to hang out and talk a little bit this last Friday evening for the Walk in Their Shoes event, and that was just so cool. You were telling me they raised a ton of money, and I love being a part of that. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming out. It's a great cause and really does a lot for those kids as they head back into school, giving them nice things to wear, and it helps their confidence, helps the way they carry themselves, and it's just a unique cause.
One of the things that struck me the most was that the kids going from foster care to foster care with black garbage bags with all of their stuff. The almost dehumanizing thing of putting all your stuff in a black garbage bag, and them with the Walk in Their Shoes a foundation, getting them luggage to take from place to place, and just making that experience a little bit better.
Yeah, what a great touch. They've added to that, buying them those really nice Under Armour bags so they can move. And I can't even imagine how traumatic it is just moving from foster care to foster care, and just to be able to give them more than a trash bag and make them feel more important and make them feel more secure by having some good luggage, some good apparel. It goes farther than most people could imagine.
I want to introduce you, local musician Dan Patterson. He's sitting in for Jamie while she's finishing up her classes at Tech. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
You got questions for Coach?
Oh, I sat down and wrote out questions even last night. I was excited about this interview. Good morning to you, Coach.
Good morning.
Do you want me to go ahead and start?
Yeah, no,
All right. All right. So, like I said, we're not really going to do a lot of football stuff because this is not a sports talk radio show. So, first question, and this is a doozy because seeing that as how you're one of the bigger celebrities in Lubbock, it's a question I've heard asked before. If I went through your phone right now, who is the biggest celebrity contact I would find?
Oh, that's a good question.
That is a good question. I'd have to say Tom Brady would be.
That was what I assumed. I guess that one.
He doesn't give up Giselle's number very easily. So he just, just got to go with Tom.
He's got a lot going on.
You are a big Texas country fan. In fact, first time I saw you when you came back into town, you were at a show at Wild West for a shorter period of time. I think it was either Cody Johnson or Randy and Wade show that you were at. And you end up having to leave. Who is your favorite person to listen to? Who do you like the most in the Texas genre?
You know, I grew up with Pat Green. Obviously, Robert Earl Keane were the two that I grew up listening to. And now, you know, I love Josh. Josh is a good friend of Abbott. And Wade Bowen, we were in the same fraternity here at Texas Tech. He's a little bit older, so he hates me pretty heavily. but now we're very, very good friends and very proud of those guys, man. Watching them go from frat house to where they are now, it's awesome to see, and couldn't have the two better guys.
Tell me a Wade Bowen hazy news story. I would love to hear what Wade could have done to torture you.
No, I mean, you know, he's not the biggest guy, so he used to stand on a chair and so he could talk down to me. I just remember him getting on a chair and talking crazy, but he was it was all in good fun, and like I said, very, very, you know, he used to play our frat parties and we'd have the best time, and you could tell, you know, he had something, he had it. So to see him go on and how successful he's been, and all the charitable things he does, is just it's very cool.
That's awesome. He's one of my favorites right there.
Yeah, so. Mine as well.
So my next question actually kind of plays off that a little bit. You're talking about, you know, him playing concerts, things like that. What is your best concert that you've ever been to? Ooh. And what's your dream concert to go to if you could go see anyone?
Yeah, I would have to say, and the best, and probably could have just happened, was that Garth Brooks show in Lubbock.
I heard several people
he was unbelievable, and then we got to actually do a football camp with him that Sunday, which was, you know, bucket list to be able to meet and talk to Garth Brooks. So I think that whole experience was phenomenal, and that would be way up there on my list.
Would people find it odd that you might get a little shell-shocked at seeing, you know, meeting Garth Brooks or meeting a big celebrity? Do you get that way very often? You're just like, oh,
he's like up there. I mean, it's he's as high up on my list as anybody growing up in New Braunfels. I mean, that's what we listen to, and for him to still be doing it at the level he does it, it's like he's not human.
Would you what would you say would be your most memorable thing from when you were going to school here that doesn't involve football in any way? I'd like to just know what Lubbock experience or Tech experience you had that doesn't even involve football. What stands out the most to you from your college education here?
Oh, man, I probably can't say that on the air. had an amazing time here. I think, you know, it was a long time ago, so I don't remember too many specifics. But just I always remember the people and the feeling I got from the community. And I lived, I think, 12 different cities after school and bouncing around playing ball and then coaching. And I had never felt anything like I felt here and the way people treat each other, the way they take care of each other. And so when I had an opportunity to come back, that was the first thing I thought of, was just how amazing the community of Lubbock is and the type of people we have here.
That's great. So I take it back. I do have one football question for you, mostly because there are a few things in the world that I enjoy more than Texas Tech sports.
Okay.
So,
look, you got him disappointed now. He goes, man, it was going to be a
no, no.
Ride.
Well,
we almost made it through.
And honestly, it's not necessarily to deal with the program itself as much as I have the one person that has really intrigued me this year, and I'm really, really excited about. Is Dakota Allen coming back and getting to kind of come back and do the second chance deal? I'm really curious. What is the biggest, difference in the second time around that you've noticed with him? Way that he kind of really went, you know, faced what he did, fessed up to what went wrong, and then said, "Hey, I'm going to be better. I'm going to go through it and make sure that this all gets corrected."
Yeah, I think just his overall appreciation for the opportunity he has. If you would have told me out of our entire roster, you know, Dakota Allen was going to be the one to get into that trouble, I would have said you were crazy. I mean, he made that type of impression upon our staff, you know, our administration, our other players. And so he obviously made a very big mistake and paid the cost, you know, lost a scholarship here and went to East Mississippi and by all accounts was a model citizen, and we had a good sample size and knew what he was about. We knew his character and we knew the type of student he was. We knew how he treated people in our building, on our team. And so we had the opportunity to re-recruit him. You know, we didn't think twice. Our administration was good with it. And we're just thrilled to have him back, but you see him walk around now and he has a great appreciation. He has a great testimonial for our young players to say, "Hey, all it takes is one dumb night and it can ruin your entire life and your entire setup." So, to have him back in our program has been huge, and you know, I'm wishing him nothing but the best, and I think it's going to be a very happy ending to that story.
That's awesome.
You know, I was watching Friday night as we were walking around the out there at the Spirit Ranch or E&J's smokehouse, and you got stopped so many times to take pictures, and you were very good about it. Just to be clear for everybody, you've always, every time I've seen you do it, you've smiled, taken a picture, said hello to people, and moved on. But I gotta imagine that has to be the least favorite part of being a notable person, is the stopping and getting pictures taken all the time. Can you go to the grocery store anymore?
I don't get out too much. There's an undercover kind of grocery store that I'll slip into. I won't reveal the name.
Fair enough.
But no, I kind of, you know, stick to work and home. But when I am out, the great thing about Lubbock is how supportive people are. Obviously, we weren't very good last year up to the standard we should have been. But just to have people come up and say, "Hey, thanks for all you're doing, and we love that you're here, and we love that you want to be here." It's lifted me up so many times, and so I can't say enough about our community here and how fortunate I am to be a part of it.
You said something, talking season's almost done. I'm ready to be done with talking season and get to playing season. What is the weirdest thing that someone has asked you in the talking season sort of thing and in the interviews you've had to do?
Oh, man. At Media Day, it gets pretty dumb at times.
Justin Bieber walk-up music and stuff.
Yeah, the Justin Bieber was a bit much. We'll have to get that straightened out next year. But no, I don't really remember. You know, it's all, everybody's just trying to do their job, so you just smile and answer the best you can. And I'm not one of those that's going to try to embarrass a reporter. Or I understand they have a job to do, just like I do.
Well, I was wondering, you know what? It completely escaped me, Dan, go, and I'll see if I can remember my question. Go ahead.
So let's see. Got another song. Another question for you. Let's see. Around town, do you have a guilty pleasure, like fast food place or junk food, something like that, that you go to?
You don't have to reveal the location.
You don't have to reveal the location.
If it's a chain or something.
not too much. You know what? Yeah, I do. So after games, you know, the one place that kind of stays open late on my way home is Rose's. So I will get after some tortillas and queso and fajitas at Rose's Cafe.
You know what I was thinking is those weird stories that come out every now and again, they totally blow something out of proportion because they never have the other side. They don't necessarily get any response from your office or you, and so they just go on with whatever. It's like me freaking myself out when I think too much about something. I just keep going and building and building and building on it.
Right.
What do you see when you see a story about yourself? Like, there was one about The Bachelor coming to Lubbock, and you were going to be on it a few years back. Like, what do you think about this? Like, do you want to just shout, that's not true?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like anything else. Anytime you're somewhat in the public eye with your occupation, people are going to say different things. And whether they know you or not, trying to make judgments and try to guess what's going on, it's just part of it. I try to not read too much, listen too much, and just do the best I can and control what I can control. It's kind of my motto.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you taking some time this morning, and we know you're ready to be done with talking season and just getting back to football, and hope to see you around here a little bit more. It was good to get a chance to talk with you Friday night and get to hang out finally. For some reason, I just felt like I kept missing you around town. You weren't missing me, I promise. But, you know, like, oh, I'm sure I'll see you again is what I thought the first time I saw you at Wild West. Never saw you again until Friday night, so.
Well, I will be out and about more, and I appreciate what y'all do for our community. Thanks a lot, fellas.
Coach Cliff Kingsbury, thank you so much, sir.